the Alamo City Republican women are hosting a monthly fundraising luncheon in a San Antonio hotel. It starts with a prayer for the victims of the September 11th attacks.
Today we gather, Lord, as people that love you, as people that serve you. Fill our daily lives.
The group annually raises around $40,000 for political candidates. They're backing Republican Pete Flores. He spoke briefly at the lunch, urging people to vote to turn this longtime blue district red.
And I can't stress enough how important it is for us to get the vote out. If you don't live in Senate District 19, then contact those that do and have them show up at the polls.
Flores is 58 years old. He's a retired state game warden for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He was also director of the department's law enforcement division. He faced Carlos Uresti in 2016, but lost with 40% of the vote. Despite that experience, he still feels new to politics. Bexar County voter Lily Goff plans on voting for him.
He's not a politician. He's just a regular, next-door neighbor type of guy. That's who we need. He's what Trump went for. He's exactly like Trump, going out to the people that have been forgotten.
That's the message that Flores shares with his voters. He says his biggest goal is property tax reform.
It's not that we don't want to pay our fair share. It's just that it's gotten to the point where it's not fair and equitable anymore. And, the legislature created it. The legislature can uncreate it. And that's the beauty of the process.
Senate District 19 is one of the largest in the state, stretching from southern San Antonio into West Texas and down to the border. It's 66% Hispanic. Flores came out the front runner in the initial special election this July. Out of eight candidates, he gained 34% of the vote. Democrat Pete Gallego finished with 29%, and another Democrat received 24%. South of San Antonio, the Atascosa County Democratic Party meets at the Poteet Strawberry Festival grounds. A traditional Texas brisket is being carved, and potato salad is set on the table as about a dozen people gather to hear from Gallego. Atascosa County is mostly rural. In July, about two-thirds of voters chose a Republican candidate in this race. Gallego hopes more people voting here would lead to the Democratic Party's favor.
And if we can get people to turn out, if we can get people to start participating, we know that counties like Atascosa are not truly red.
Gallego is 56. Before politics, he was a felony prosecutor for three counties in West Texas. He's got about 24 years of legislative experience, 22 in the Texas House and 2 in Congress. Both of those seats partially overlap with Senate District 19.
And these are people that I've known for generations. I've been to weddings and baptisms, and I can pick any Friday night football game in a lot of these counties, and I'm going to know half the crowd.
One of Gallego's priorities is public education. He says there needs to be more funding for public schools. And he disagrees with the priorities of the last legislative session, which included the Sanctuary Cities Law and Bathroom Bill.
No offense, but for generations, we've been able to figure out which bathroom to use on our own.
The district has been a stronghold for Democrats in the Texas Senate for decades. Democrats are the minority party in the Senate, where they only have 10 out of 31 seats. Whoever wins the Senate District 19 seat will escape the stress of the November election and not have to run again until 2020. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.